This is Lori Lund, president of Rebath and Kitchens. When choosing a remodeler, ask these questions. Are they licensed and insured? Pull permits? Check for lead? Will they be there if you have a problem? Remodeling is a big deal. Make sure you're in the right hands. Serving the Valley for 40 years, Rebath and Kitchens is a company you can trust. Visit one of our showrooms today or call us to schedule a free in-home consultation. Call 480-998-8900.
ROC number 270-235-290-423.
On this Arizona Saturday morning, you are tuned in to Rosie on the House. We're right in the middle of our 8 o'clock hour, our outdoor living hour. We've got a couple text questions that we'll address here in a moment. But as we were going to the break, preventing a frost from the citrus in particular, you don't want to lose any of your fruit. Will a frost cloth be enough on those hard freezes that come about every 10 years? And we're getting close. The last hard freeze goes back about 7-8 years.
That's about right. You know, it just depends on how hard the freeze is. Frost cloth will get you a couple, 3 degrees. And sometimes that's all you need. There's two things with the damage that occurs from freezing. The actual temperature and then how long it stays that way. So it may not get maybe terribly cold, but if you get 28 degrees or thereabouts and it stays that way for a number of hours, you're going to have some damage. We don't worry too much about superficial foliage damage. You know, bougainvilleas, lantana, those types of things with, you know, heck, at 32 degrees, they're going to get a little burnt leaves and we're going to lose some leaves and some of maybe the smaller limbs and branches. Those are very fast-growing plants. In fact, sometimes it's the best thing that can happen is it forces you to do what we call a revegetative pruning. You have to actually go out and trim, do a hard prune in the early spring, and those plants flush out and they're beautiful and we're not just constantly shearing and that's a whole other subject about pruning we won't get into necessarily, but we don't worry about that, and we don't worry about really foliage damage even on citrus. It's the fruit and the main trunk. So when we start getting below 28 degrees with a lot of our subtropical plants, citrus included, that's when we start seeing damage occur to the plant itself. And what you don't want to have happen is have, you know, the main structure, the main branches and limbs and the trunks start freezing. That's when you get it. Even if the fruit freezes, I mean, the plant will survive, but you've lost your fruit. So getting back to that, if you are going to get a hard freeze, particularly the fruit on the outside edge, you might want to pick that before you cover it, then cover it. If the tree is so large that you can't cover the foliage, remember, we don't really care that much about the foliage. I mean, it will grow back. It looks bad. Wrapping the trunk, you know, keeping that trunk from freezing on a lot of trees, jacarandas and citrus and, you know, ficus and those types of trees, at least saving that main trunk and keeping it from sunburning will allow the tree then to recover more rapidly and live for a long time. If that main trunk freezes, bark starts peeling off, you get all kinds of other secondary infections and implications that can start shortening the life of the tree.
Sonia had texted in from the north side of the Shaw Butte area of Phoenix and wants to know about a companion plant for a mission fig that she has in a pot. The area they're in has a lot of caliche, so they're putting it in a pot instead of trying to dig it and dig through the caliche and put it in the ground. Wants to know about success for it, and can she put any type of companion plant with it?
You know, if the container is big enough, and you want to end up in a pretty good-sized container for a mission fig, which is, again, figs grow like a big bush, typically. And they will do okay in containers, but it's going to have to be something sizable, maybe 24 to 36 inches in diameter, to keep that tree really productive for a long time. I don't see why you couldn't plant, you know, if you wanted something decorative, you know, in the summertime especially, that sweet potato vine would do very well in a container around a fig tree. This time of year, you could plant, you know, why not plant something like lettuce or leaf lettuce or something around the base of it. If you want flowers, geraniums, pansies, petunias would do very well.
They've grafted a plant that they call French fries and ketchup, and it's a pot that you you buy the pot, and the plant that comes out is the rootstock has both a tomato vine and a potato vine grafted onto it. So then you get your potatoes and your tomatoes out of the same plant.
There you go.
That's companion planting.
That's the ultimate companion planting, where they're grafted using the potatoes, the rootstock, and the tomato as the above ground plant. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how that works. Of course, you'd have to then pull the plant out to harvest the potatoes. So you better pick your tomatoes first, then harvest your potatoes.
Ray from Apache Junction is not a fan of our Bermuda grass or overseeding. He wants to know, is there an evergreen lawn that'll last in the desert year-round?
Not really. No, nothing that would stay completely green year-round. If he doesn't want to overseed, doesn't want artificial, one thing to consider would be to actually paint it in the wintertime.
Yeah. And I figured out that's the golf courses cheat and do that a lot. They go out there and they paint their grass to keep it looking green.
Sometimes, if they're having a tournament, or a lot of times athletic, you know, you look at a football field in the winter. A lot of times, yeah, they've planted a winter lawn. They've planted ryegrass or a cool season grass, but they also then will paint if they have to. Especially if it's going to be on TV. Yeah.
So that's something we used to get questions on constantly. How do I get my lawn to look like the golf course?
That, but they also, if you go out there, right, you know, they haven't painted, they fertilize. they put a lot of fertilizer on. They keep their fertility very high because you don't want that grass to harden off and yellow out when it gets cold. So you know, if you want to have a golf course looking grass, you have to do what they do, which is water a lot, fertilize a lot, mow a lot, and that they have full-time crews that do nothing but that. So
let's get to Frank. We've got an interesting text question that has come in as well about a Palo Verde tree that's gotten eaten by a horse, and they want to know the chance of survival. I would say just probably time to do some tree planting, but you can send text to 411-923. Or if you'd like to talk to Jay, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We'll bring Frank and Tucson into the conversation. Welcome, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Hey, I hope I get a good positive answer here. I've got a commemorative tree for my wife that's been planted about 3 years. It's a heritage oak tree.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sad story in as much. It was a gorgeous tree, doing very well, in the ground maybe 4 years. Probably the age of the tree when we bought it, as she passed, was a 10-year, maybe a 15-year-old tree. Somehow, some way, it did not get water. Every leaf turned brown in the summer. We caught it in time, we think, or I think. And they said that if they water it and they put Thrive in there and kind of watch it, it did rebound to some extent, and about half of the leaves came back green.
Okay.
Now, cyclically, that's into the fall and winter. I want to know if everything is going to be okay. I know there's no way of knowing it, but is it going to make it as a commemorative tree?
Well, you know, it's a live oak, so it's not going to lose its leaves for the winter. And it'll stay green through the winter months. If you're getting, you won't see a lot of new growth now until it warms up this spring.
Not till the spring. That's what I kind of.
So you're going to have to wait till March or April to really get an idea of what is coming back, what's still alive or not. But sounds like you're probably okay.
And do all the same things you would if it looked normal. Water it the same way, fertilize it the same way. It's the slow. Days are shorter, so there's, like you said, not a lot of growth. It's once we start getting the warm, you'll start seeing shoots. And you always talk about the thumbnail test.
Yeah, if you have a, and this applies to the freezing situation too, if you want to make sure a limb is still alive, maybe the leaves all fell off, whether it got too dry or froze or whatever, if you just take your thumbnail and scratch the little bit of outer layer of growth on the limb, and if it's green or bright green underneath, that limb is still alive. And chances are it's going to rejuvenate and regrow some foliage. So hang in there with it.
Would you give it a little extra fertilizer, or is it still wait till
I wouldn't
the growth
do any
starts?
Fertilizing now until you start getting some new growth. Fertilizing trees this time of year with the soil temperature being really cool and there's just not much going on with the plant.
Kind of a waste of fertilizer.
Well, kind of, not that it wouldn't, maybe sit in the soil and be available when the plant did need it. But we want to fertilize when things are really growing or just prior to it. So,
even if they're for an evergreen tree, they're still, this is quote, kind of a dormant season. They didn't lose their leaves, but they're still pretty dormant.
The microorganisms that have to break down those, whether it's organic or conventional fertilizer, that have to help break that down to convert it so it's a usable form by the plant, are just super lethargic in the cold soil temperatures.
So am I.
Yeah. Well, exactly. It's, get up this morning, it's dark outside, you don't want to go outside, it's cold, right? So they're the same way. So as the soil temperatures warm up, their activity warms up, they start breaking things down more quickly, that's more available to the plant. The plant is growing. It's just kind of, it all works together. So putting fertilizer on this time of year on things that aren't growing, like trees and shrubs, is probably not the most effective thing to do. Now, putting some organic material like mulches or compost or organic fertilizer on the soil, because it's slow to break down anyway, will give you some benefit, especially as the soil starts to warm up. It'll be ready and right there available to be used by the plant.
Keep us posted, Frank. We hope your commemorative tree survives and thrives, and you got to give us an update come springtime. Let's bring Greg into the conversation. He wants to talk to Mr. Harper. Some question about some whiteflies. Welcome, Greg.
Hey, good morning. So I've got a grapevine in my yard, and I had white flies, and this was more, they've stopped now. I would say it was maybe 2 months ago they stopped, but I had them for a couple months on the grapevine, and so I took Dawn soap, maybe 2 tablespoons, mixed it in my Hudson sprayer with water, sprayed it. It, for the most part, got rid of them, but not entirely, and the leaves just now have shriveled up to nothing, which might be normal for this time of the year, but it just seemed to like kind of kill the vine. Is there anything I should do to bring it back, or let's say next time when that happens?
Well, that becomes a little bit of the issue using things like soap as an insecticide, is they can burn the foliage. Now, the grapevine would probably be starting, if not already, losing its leaves for the winter anyway. They go deciduous. They lose their leaves during the winter months, which is also a good thing if they had whitefly and things like that on them. That's, they're going to go away. Make sure you probably clean up or rake up all of that foliage in case there's eggs there, that sort of thing. Maybe don't leave it. I like leaving leaves on the ground as mulch if possible, but if you've had a lot of insect infestation on them, you might want to clean them up. I probably wouldn't do anything now until you start to see new growth in the spring. As far as whitefly is generally a fall, late summer, early fall incident. That's when we see the most of it. There are some organic or natural sprays that work pretty well for that. There's some light oil type sprays that work very well. So you might consider that as opposed to trying to guess on how to mix a detergent soap product, which will certainly kill the whiteflies just by encapsulating them and coating them and killing them. But it can do some damage to your plant if you're not careful.